This is an article from the Gundo Guy Independent of Thursday, the 15th of May, 1952. It's by Pat Sullivan, and it's entitled, Is Group Football a Racket? Clubs would not scrap the Mar Cup, and the kitten became a ferocious tiger. In recent weeks, articles have appeared in the Tamora and Karra newspapers, which in no uncertain terms condemn the wholesale importation of paid players. The Tamora article is headed, Is Group 9 Football a Racket? Whilst the Karra outburst is captioned, Killing Football in Group 9. Both articles plump for the ideal of a purely local team, plus the coaching of an experienced class player. In particular, the Gundagai and Young clubs, and to a lesser extent Grenfell are attacked, because they have importations in their teams. There is much logic in the articles, but one fact, the major evil influence, is not brought before the public as the cause of this builder. The Mar Cup, with its popular appeal and the test match atmosphere it engenders, has become sacred to the residents of Group 9, who over a period of 30 years have developed a mania for the thrills associated with Mar Cup football. To them, competition football is devoid of the tense atmosphere, the kill that they seek. As far back as 1934, the writer of this article noted the trend football had taken in Group 9, and realising that if the paid player menace was to be avoided, and that if clubs were to be able to foster football in the interests of local players, the cup would have to be scrapped. While cup football remained, competition games took second place. For years, through the columns of this newspaper, the writer urged the scrapping of the Mar Cup, but in the face of its terrific appeal, these pleas went unheard until, finally, the Gundagai Club saw the light, recognised that Mar Cup football was adversely affecting competition play, recognising that it brought with it outright professionalism where money played a major influence. The Young Club requested Group 9 to abolish in its entirety all forms of cup football. The answer of the clubs within this group was a definitive no. The mighty Mar Cup must remain. The thrill, the hereditary heart pounding for a quick decision, the kill, which in turn brought the jingle of hundreds of pounds every time a cup game was played, must continue. Gundagai's voice was like the meow of a tiny kitten amongst the big pot-hunting wolves of the group. They would not listen. Year after year, Gundagai pleaded with the Group 9 clubs to scrap the cup. But eventually, realising that a seemingly kitten-like voice merely caused mirth, the Gundagai club decided to grow up with the times. The club demanded the Mar Cup, and Gundagai demanded its share of the spoils which go to the victor. Today, Gundagai is no longer the tiny kitten of Group 9. It has developed into a raging tiger, powerful, determined, and up-to-date, all-conquering. No one doubts that some of the players who donned the black and gold were brought by enthusiasts to this town for a special purpose, to hold the marker. Money pours into the Gundagai Club's bank account. The club at present is enjoying prosperity plus, a prosperity actually forestudied by the clubs of Group 9, who would not listen to the plea, scrap the marker. The paid player evil, which this writer condemns, cannot be wiped out whilst cup football is played. Some of those who now condemn Gundagai are near the dawn of reason. There is a faint glimpse of hope on the football horizon of Group 9. In the article in the Karra Guardian appears this statement. Some clubs will even tell you that their importations are not being paid at all. That's all so much eyewash, too. No man is going to leave Sydney where he has a permanent position and stands a strong chance of receiving a healthy bonus at the end of the year to play in the country for nothing. Comes the answer, if these non-paid imports make our team strong enough to hold the mark up for a few weeks, they know we'll pay them a big bonus too. If that's the attitude, the markup should be scrapped immediately. The writer of this article is convinced that the present setup lends itself to professionalism. The lust for possession of the markup overrides a reason. Until the clubs within the group eliminate the cause of this lust, the paid player problem cannot be solved. To attain the ideal of a purely local team, clubs in Group 9 must confine the markup to the limbo of past history. There is no alternative. Cup football plus big money does not mix with amateurism. The Gundagai Club tried its best to eradicate the paid player disease, but in its attempts to nurse Group 9 back to health, it failed. And although it is distasteful to this writer, some local enthusiasts became infected. Finally, it should be remembered that the terrible tiger, who now feasts on large quantities of rich markup meat, was once the sensible kitten whose meow caused mirth. Who's laughing now? There's a smile on the face of the tiger.